Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
In the last 20 years, there's been a great increase in the role and the influence of convenience in our lives. Things are getting faster. We can obtain food and everything that we need instantly. We can download entertainment. We can chat with people across the world. Communication has never been faster. And as a result, not only are we getting a little bit of information overload, more and more people are becoming less patient and are starting to lose the subtle art of being able to sit still with the world. To combat this and to build our patience muscle is to spot our own personal signs of impatience. Are they signs of frustration? Are they physical signs? Is there tenseness of the muscles, of the neck? Is it headaches? Is it rapid breathing? Is it our own beliefs around the importance of activity and of speed and the value that we attribute to the necessity of speed, of rapid interactions and things going our way in our life, and to sometimes actually challenge some of those beliefs? One of the biggest beliefs when it comes to impatience is that things should actually be going our way all of the time, and that for them to not go our way and be really easy for us or be at the speed that we would like them to be is that there's a sense of injustice or unfairness to that. And whenever injustice finds its way into the equation, it's a particularly big emotion, and so frustration and stress levels actually increase. And for some people, stress is a huge factor in deterioration of physical health. So once you've spotted your own particular signs of impatience and frustration, what can you actually do about it? The first thing is to take a nice deep breath, fill your lungs with air and release it really, really slowly, and hopefully feel some of that tension actually leave your body as you do that. The second thing might be to actually reassure yourself that you will actually get to where you need to get to. You will get what you need. It will be okay. It may not be as anticipated, but it will be okay. Okay, and actually reassure yourself of that, and that not only will it be okay, but you'll be okay. Sometimes asking yourself, well, what else can I actually do in this situation? Is there something I can actually control or change? Or am I getting frustrated over something which is really outside of my ability to actually manage? Actually gives us a little bit more patience and allows us to actually be with our own experiences. And then consider, what are my other options? What else could I do right now? Is there an opportunity hiding in this situation whereby I may actually be granted the rare opportunity to sit with myself for a little while, to focus just on breathing, to listen to some music for a period of time, which I may not actually have in the rest of my life. In the longer term, I'd encourage everyone to consider and continually manage their own levels of stress and frustration, and to really ask themselves, what has the impact of convenience been in their own lives? What has it given us? What has it started to maybe potentially take away from us? So, sit tight this week on Mind Games.